My name is Rosemary Neves, and the date is June 22nd, 2022. And we're in Athabasca, and I'd like to introduce Doris Hannah Rawson. Doris is going to tell us some of the stories that she remembers through the years. Her maiden name was Beauvert. Her father's name was Leon Beauvert. Her mother's name was Mary McLaughlin. And her spouse's name is Ronald Rawson. She was born in July 11th, 1934. And place of birth was Rosetown, Saskatchewan. Welcome, Doris.
Thank you.
Where would you like to start with your stories?
Well, maybe I'll just start with when I was born, a bit about my parents and about my childhood and so on, if that's...
Absolutely.
Okay. So my name is Doris Hannah Beauvert Rawson, and like Rosemary said, I was born on July 11th, 1934 in Rosetown, Saskatchewan. My parents were Leon, he was called Leo Beauvert. He originally was born in Sorel, Quebec. His family then moved to Roland, USA. In my dad's early years, he wanted to move west, so he moved to Manitoba, worked in a lumber mill, and then came to Saskatchewan and worked with farmers. And it was there that he met my mom, Mary Charlotte McLaughlin. They were married in 1934, the beginning of the Dirty 30s.
1930 they were married.
Oh, pardon me, 1930, you're right. Anyways, I started school when I was seven, and those years there was no kindergarten. And we were 3.5 miles from school, so my dad got me a saddle horse. And I rode horseback to school. Lots of times there was 5 or 6 coyotes following me home. But I had a good horse, so I wasn't worried. My brother was born, Melvin Joseph Beauvert, in 1943. So when he eventually started school, we then took a horse and cart. My dad had a team and sleigh, and quite often I would take the team and sleigh to school if he wasn't using one. There was a school barn there, so there was quite a few kids took their horses, and we each helped look after everybody. The school that I went to was a one-room school. They taught grades 1 to 10. I went to grade 10, and they couldn't teach grade 10 at that time, so I took up my correspondence. And then it would have meant that the folks would have to move me to a small town about 10 miles away, and it just wasn't feasible at that time, so I got my grade 10. At home, they had no power or phone then, and we learned to play a lot of cards and sleigh ride in the wintertime. I helped my dad on the farm. I helped him a lot with the horses because he worked with them at one point. Then he went into tractors, and as I got older, I worked at the University Hospital in Saskatoon, which was quite new. I worked in the dietary department until I met up with Ron Rawson, and we ended up getting married in 1956. Since I always loved horses, my father-in-law had a saddle horse, and he wasn't using, so I convinced him to let me keep them for a while. And did quite a bit of writing with some of the ladies around the community. Well, the guys were watching hockey in the springtime, we'd go for a ride. And I did quite a bit of riding. We went to trail rides. My cousin had a horse trailer, and I had a truck and camper, so she took my horse, I took the camper, and we had a lot of fun. Our boys were born. Warren was born in 1959, and Dwayne in 1961, and Stephen in 1963. We had fun with them. They were boys, but they were good kids. In the winter, they played hockey, and in the summer, they played ball. So we were busy going both places. As they got older, Ron and I started square dancing, which is and still is a big part of our life, though we don't square dance anymore. We've met a lot of friends and keep up with a lot of them. We also did a lot of old-time dancing. There was a couple in our community that taught old-time dancing, so that was a lot of fun. Later on, as Ron got an airplane, there was a lot of people around our community that had airplanes. And quite often on Sunday morning, there'd be five or six airplanes fly in on our landing strip and come in for coffee, which was really enjoyable. Then as time went on, we joined the Saskatchewan Flying Farmers, which is a great organization. And again, met a lot of people, and they've become good friends. We toured to Alberta, to different conventions, took part in quite a few things. We also took part in the Flying Farmers, Ron being president, and I was secretary at different times. And then I became queen, which was really enjoyable. I met sister queens from the States, being in it's an international organization. And we went to flying convention in the States, did actually a lot of things there, did a lot of touring around and met a lot of people. I really did enjoy my time as queen. They had an interview there, and I was to give a notification of what flying and farming was like in Saskatchewan. And it was really scary at times, but very enjoyable as well. From there on, it seems we continued with Flying Farmers and joined other organizations too. But we were really quite busy with farming. Our boys were then getting older. Warren graduated, and he went as an elevator agent for a while. Then he went into farming with us for a while. When we ended up selling our farm, he decided to sell as well. And now he is a power engineer. Dwayne graduated, and he became a mechanic for 11 years and then joined the RCMP. He was just now has resigned, or retired rather, and is back at home. But he had a lot of enjoyable and scary times, I guess. Stephen, when he first graduated, he worked at a grocery store, and then he was a maintenance at a high school. And then after he was married, he then joined the Army, and he has done different tours to Bosnia and Kosovo. After a back injury, he was discharged, and he now is a peace officer in Lloydminster. So when we decided to sell the farm, it was another hard decision, but another door opened and one closed. And so we moved to Rosetown. There we met new friends and got into a lot of different things. We helped start the Citizens on Patrol in town and worked at that for quite a while. Also, I guarded at the jail in Rosetown. Very interesting at times. I also joined the UCW at United Church and did different, different things in the organization. We had joined Flying Farmers, and while we were still on the farm, there was quite a few people had airplanes, and they would come into our landing strip and then come in to the house and we'd have coffee. They weren't all Flying Farmers. Some of them belonged to, but some were just neighbors. We had, we really enjoyed that a lot. And so then we sold our farm in 1998, which was quite a change for us because we moved into Rosetown. So town life was just a little different, but we found out that we found a lot of new neighbors and we had a lot of fun. We joined the United Church in Rosetown, and I joined the UCW. I held a couple of offices there and enjoyed that very much. I volunteered a lot, and we did Meals on Wheels, and any election, federal or provincial, I helped with that. And I also helped the Lions. At that point in time, they would sell lottery tickets, and so I would sit at the co-op and help them sell tickets. I also worked for Wheatland Regional. They had a young girl that she moved from another town, and I just kind of helped her get associated with different people. Her mother had been quite controlling, and so we did quite a bit together, went out for coffee. I had her to the house and we started baking. And any baking that we did, we take it over to the center and share it. And I really enjoyed my time with her. Then she got more centralized, and she got a job, and she really didn't need any additional help. Both Ron and I helped start Citizens on Patrol in town. I was secretary for quite a few years. I also did quite a bit of guarding at the jail. Then I joined the Red Hat Society. Now, I don't know if that's well known, but we had a lot of fun. Anybody that had a birthday, we would meet and, of course, have birthday cake, just socialize. We did help if there was anything going on in town, we would help at it as well. We also had really good neighbors, and we had moved into town. This little girl was about five. She'd come over and she always chatted with me if I was working in the yard. And we kept up that association, and now she has graduated, and now she is a pharmacist, and so we still keep track of each other.
Wow.
I also babysat for some neighbor kids. I started at the farm. They were only a mile away, and the mom worked at in town, so I babysat. And then they had another boy, and I babysat him, and then a girl. So there were three, yeah. And now the oldest one, we just are invited to his wedding.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so we really enjoyed that. I think then our boys, all our family, were after us to move closer to them. So we made a decision that we would sell a house and move to Alberta, which was hard to do, to leave family and friends in Rolfetown. But it's been a very wise move for us, a big bonus for us, because now we have 9 great-grandchildren. So, and we get to see them quite often. So, we just can't say how much that means to us. Our farm means the world to us, and we love each one of them so very much. And we're proud of each one of our boys, their wives, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren. Well, since we were moved here, we went to United Church, and after, this was before COVID, after the service was over, you were to go downstairs for coffee, which we did, and it was a great thing to do too, because we were able to meet people, and they were all so friendly. I guess it was hard for us to keep names to faces, but as time went on, we've got to know a lot. And one lady approached both of us and asked if we were singers. And I said, well, we like to sing, but I don't think we're anything too great. So she said, well, why don't you come and join Marion Singers and see what you think? And we're still with him. So we've enjoyed that very much. We find that Athabasca is a very friendly town. And no matter if you don't know the person that you happen to see in the grocery store or on the street, they always say hello. It's so appreciated.
You've already started delivering Meals on Wheels this year, too.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Here, so you're just carrying it over from...
Yeah. Well, we did a lot of that with UCW in town. The UCW did that as well, so I paired with another lady, and I took my car, and we did that. Ron and I both did for Lions. And there was another lady that organized anybody that wanted to volunteer. And so she'd always call me if they were short. So we did a lot of that. And I don't know, it just seems like we were busy.
It certainly sounds like it. Yes, well, this community is very fortunate to have you come here.
So, well, thank you very much, but...
On behalf of the community, I'll say thank you. Glad you came.
We've enjoyed it.
We've enjoyed it all, and, you know, just at the pancake breakfast today, we met some more people, and this lady, actually, our son had his grandkids, our great-grandkids, selling eggs last summer because he had about 50 chickens, I think. So they were laying eggs. And this lady, I saw her today at the breakfast. I knew she was familiar, but I couldn't think where I had seen her. And my goodness, she just lives a little ways from us at the lake.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so I hope we can get together for coffee. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Doris.
Well, thank you. Thank you. God bless you all.